Know Your Rights Podcast, Episode 1, What to Do When Stopped by the Police, Part 1, Your Rights During Traffic Stops. Traffic stops are among the most common interactions between civilians and police officers. Knowing your rights during these encounters can help protect your legal interests and potentially prevent legal issues down the line. Here's a detailed look at what you should know. Documentation. What you should have. Driver's license. This is your official identification and proof that you are legally permitted to drive. It must be presented upon request during traffic stops. Vehicle registration. This document shows that your vehicle is properly registered under state laws. It typically contains information about the vehicle and its owner. Proof of insurance. This confirms that you have the minimum required insurance coverage. Driving without insurance or failing to produce proof of insurance during a traffic stop can lead to fines or other penalties. Why it's important. Carrying these documents is legally required in most jurisdictions. They must be current and valid. If you are unable to present these documents, you could be cited for violations, which might complicate a simple traffic stop. Therefore, keeping these documents in an easily accessible location, such as your glove compartment or a dedicated holder on your sun visor, is advisable. Right to remain silent. Understanding your rights. The right to remain silent, protected under the Fifth Amendment of the U.S. Constitution, is a crucial component of your legal rights, especially during interactions such as traffic stops. This right is fundamentally designed to protect individuals from incriminating themselves during legal proceedings and encounters with law enforcement. Origin and purpose of the Fifth Amendment. The Fifth Amendment states that no person shall be compelled in any criminal case to be a witness against himself. This protection means that you have the right to refuse to answer any questions or make statements that could potentially incriminate you. This right is applicable the moment you are stopped by the police, not just after an arrest or during a trial. Application during traffic stops. During traffic stops, it is common for police officers to ask questions that may seem harmless but can lead to self-incrimination. Questions such as, "Where are you coming from? Where are you going? Have you been drinking tonight?" Answering these questions could provide law enforcement officers with information that might be used to justify further detention, a search, or even charges. For example, admitting to coming from a bar might lead an officer to probe further into your condition and assess for DUI. How to invoke your right. To effectively invoke your right to remain silent, you should clearly communicate your intention to the officer. It's not enough to simply remain silent. You should affirmatively state your choice. Phrasing like, "I am exercising my right to remain silent," or "I choose not to answer any questions," makes clear your intention. Here's what to consider when invoking this right. Be clear and respectful. Clearly state your wish to remain silent. Being respectful and calm in your interactions can help prevent the situation from escalating. Consistency. Once you have invoked your right to remain silent, you should refrain from answering further questions without the presence of an attorney. Continuing to talk after claiming your right can legally negate the initial invocation, potentially making any subsequent statements admissible in court. Limitations. This right does not mean you can refuse to provide identification or other required documents, such as a driver's license or registration, during a traffic stop. These are typically required by law to be presented upon request. Legal implications. If you choose to exercise your right to remain silent. Police conduct. An officer may not use your silence as a basis for arrest. However, they may continue to detain you if there are other lawful reasons for doing so. Legal defense. If the matter escalates to court, your decision to remain silent cannot be used against you as an indication of guilt. This protection is a cornerstone of the legal system ensuring that defendants are not compelled to prove their innocence. Understanding and asserting your right to remain silent is a powerful tool for protecting your liberty during encounters with law enforcement. It prevents you from inadvertently providing evidence that could be used against you and reinforces the principle that in the U.S., individuals are presumed innocent until proven guilty. How to invoke your right to remain silent. Effectively invoking your right to remain silent is a critical aspect of protecting your legal rights during interactions with law enforcement. The Fifth Amendment provides the framework for this protection, but understanding how to properly assert it is key to ensuring it serves its intended protective function. Verbal assertion is necessary. The right to remain silent must be invoked explicitly. Mere silence is insufficient because silence alone can be ambiguous. An officer might not interpret your silence as an invocation of your Fifth Amendment rights, but rather as a refusal to cooperate or even as suspicious behavior. To remove all ambiguity, you must clearly state your intention to exercise this right. Steps to invoke your right to remain silent. Be clear and direct. When you choose to invoke your right to remain silent, it should be done with clear and direct communication. Phrases like, "I choose to exercise my right to remain silent," or "I am invoking my Fifth Amendment rights," leave no doubt as to your intentions. Do not argue or explain. You do not need to justify why you are choosing to remain silent. Providing explanations or engaging in further conversation can inadvertently lead to waiving this right. Once you have stated your intention to remain silent, cease discussing your situation further. Remain polite. Always communicate your decision respectfully. This helps prevent the situation from escalating and maintains a cooperative demeanor without compromising your rights. Consistency is key. After invoking your right to remain silent, it's crucial to stick to your decision. Continuing to talk, even about unrelated matters, can potentially be interpreted as waiving your previously invoked rights. Any inconsistency in your actions after invoking your right to remain silent could complicate your legal standing if the encounter leads to court proceedings. Understand the scope. Remember, invoking your right to remain silent does not prevent officers from asking more questions or continuing their investigation. It merely protects you from having to respond. When silence can still speak. While you have the right to remain silent, and this should be respected by law enforcement, it's important to note that the physical evidence or actions might still speak on your behalf. For instance, if you are suspected of driving under the influence, the police might still observe your physical condition, conduct sobriety tests if you consent, or legally obtain evidence against you through other means that do not involve your verbal statements. Legal representation. Once you have invoked your right to remain silent, it is advisable to also request an attorney. Stating, "I want to speak to an attorney," along with invoking your right to remain silent, will help ensure that you have legal advice on how to proceed, especially if the situation escalates or becomes more complex. This combination firmly establishes your intentions to not cooperate further until given legal counsel. By understanding and correctly invoking your right to remain silent, you reinforce your legal protections during police encounters, ensuring that you do not inadvertently waive any rights or provide information that could be used against you in a legal setting. Implications of invoking your right to remain silent. When you choose to invoke your right to remain silent, there are several legal and practical implications that come into play. Understanding these can help you navigate interactions with law enforcement more effectively. Legal protection from self-incrimination. The primary legal protection afforded by the right to remain silent is from self-incrimination, which is enshrined in the Fifth Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. This means no negative inferences in court. If your case goes to court, the fact that you chose to remain silent cannot be used as evidence of your guilt. The jury or judge is not allowed to interpret your silence as an admission or indication of guilt. This is a fundamental principle meant to uphold the presumption of innocence in the legal system. Continued questioning by officers. Expect further questions. Law enforcement officers may continue to ask questions even after you have invoked your right to remain silent. This can be for various reasons, including attempting to gather more information or to test whether you will maintain your silence. Maintain consistency. It is crucial to remain consistent in your silence once you have invoked your right. Any subsequent answers you provide can potentially be used against you in court. If you choose to start speaking again after invoking your right to remain silent, you may effectively waive that right, at least temporarily. Importance of politeness and clarity. Be polite. Remaining polite when invoking your right to remain silent can help prevent the situation from escalating. Law enforcement interactions can be tense, and maintaining a calm and respectful demeanor can mitigate potential misunderstandings or confrontations. Be clear. Make sure your declaration to remain silent is unmistakable. Ambiguity in your statements might lead to confusion about whether you are actually invoking your rights or just refusing to cooperate. Practical tips for handling continued interaction. Prepare for persistence. Understand that police might legally try different tactics to get you to talk after you've invoked your right to remain silent. They might ask clarifying questions or phrase their inquiries differently. Limit your responses. If you must speak, limit your responses to logistical information that cannot incriminate you, such as confirming your name or address if required. Avoid discussing anything about the situation at hand. Reiterate your decision. If questions persist, it is appropriate to repeat your invocation of the right to remain silent. A statement such as I said before, I am invoking my right to remain silent. Please do not ask me any more questions, helps reinforce your stance. Seeking legal advice. Request an attorney. Along with asserting your right to remain silent, it's advisable to ask for legal representation, especially if you feel overwhelmed or unsure about how to proceed. Saying, I want to talk to an attorney, makes it clear that you should not be questioned further without legal counsel present. By understanding and thoughtfully applying these principles, when you invoke your right to remain silent, you can effectively manage your interactions with law enforcement, safeguarding your rights while maintaining the legal integrity of your position. This strategic approach is crucial for anyone facing potential legal scrutiny. Vehicle searches. Vehicle searches, understanding your rights. When it comes to vehicle searches during a traffic stop or other police encounter, understanding your rights is crucial to protecting your privacy and legal interests. The Fourth Amendment of the U.S. Constitution provides protection against unreasonable searches and seizures, which extends to your vehicle. Here's an in-depth look at what rights you have regarding vehicle searches and how they apply. The requirement of probable cause or a search warrant. Probable cause. This is a legal standard that requires more than just a suspicion. There must be factual circumstances or evidence that would lead a reasonable person to believe that a crime has been committed and that evidence related to the crime is likely to be found in your vehicle. Examples of probable cause might include the visible presence of illegal items like drugs or weapons in plain view, or the smell of narcotics coming from the vehicle. Search warrant. In situations where there isn't an immediate probable cause, but an officer still wishes to search your vehicle, they are required to obtain a search warrant from a judge. This warrant must be based on sworn statements and evidence presented by law enforcement to justify the search. Consent to search. Voluntary consent. Police may ask for your permission to search your vehicle without probable cause or a warrant. You have the right to refuse this request. Consent must be given voluntarily, not coerced or implied from ambiguous actions. it's important to clearly state, "I do not consent to a search," if you choose to refuse. This statement should be explicit to avoid any misinterpretation of your actions as consent. Implications of giving consent. If you voluntarily consent to a vehicle search, anything found in your vehicle that may be illegal or suggestive of criminal activity can be used against you in court. Once consent is given, it is typically considered valid, and any evidence of illegality uncovered during the search will generally be admissible. When you can refuse a search. Lack of probable cause and no warrant. If the police do not have probable cause or a warrant, and you do not consent to a search, they cannot legally search your vehicle. Stating that you do not consent, even if the officer insists, is within your rights. Limited scope of search. If you are stopped for a traffic violation, such as speeding, this alone does not give officers the right to search your vehicle. They must have a separate probable cause to believe that there's evidence of another crime in your car. What happens if you refuse consent? Continued detention. If you refuse to allow a search, the officer may detain you longer while they seek a warrant, provided they have probable cause. However, without probable cause, an unreasonable delay to obtain a warrant may violate your Fourth Amendment rights. Illegal searches. If a search is conducted without your consent, a warrant, or probable cause, it may be considered illegal. Evidence obtained from such a search can potentially be suppressed, meaning it cannot be used against you in court if challenged by your lawyer. Best practices during a search request. Remain calm and polite. Maintain composure and be polite when interacting with law enforcement, even when refusing a search. Agitation can escalate the situation. Document the encounter. If possible, record the details of the stop and the search, either by writing them down immediately afterwards or using a recording device. This information can be critical in any legal proceedings. Seek legal advice. If your vehicle has been searched without consent, probable cause, or a warrant, or if you feel your rights have been violated, it is advisable to consult with a lawyer who can provide guidance based on the specifics of your case. Understanding these rights and how to assert them can significantly impact the outcome of vehicle searches and any subsequent legal challenges. Being informed is your best defense in these situations. How to assert your rights during vehicle searches. Asserting your rights effectively during a vehicle search is crucial for protecting your legal interests and ensuring that any interaction with law enforcement is conducted within the bounds of the law. Here's how to assert your rights if an officer asks to search your vehicle. Politely refusing consent. Clear communication. When an officer asks for your consent to search your vehicle, your response should be clear and straightforward. Simply stating, "I do not consent to a search," is enough. You do not need to provide a reason for your refusal. It's important that your refusal is unambiguous to avoid any misunderstanding about your intent. Maintain politeness. Always remain polite and calm when interacting with police officers. Aggression or hostility can escalate the situation unnecessarily and may lead to negative outcomes. Maintaining a respectful demeanor helps keep the interaction as positive as possible, even when asserting your rights. If the officer proceeds with the search, do not physically resist. If the officer decides to proceed with the search despite your clear refusal, it is critical that you do not physically resist. Resisting a police officer can result in charges such as resisting arrest or assault on a police officer, which can complicate your legal situation significantly. Verbalize your non-consent. Continue to assert your lack of consent verbally during the search if you are able to do so safely. Repeating, "I do not consent to this search," even while the search is underway, can help reinforce your stance. This is important for the legal record, as it clearly communicates that the search was conducted over your objections. Observe and document. Pay close attention to what the officers do and what they say. If possible, and without interfering with the search, make mental notes or physical notes immediately after the encounter about how the search was conducted and what was said by the officers and yourself. If you have a passenger who can legally use a smartphone or another device, having them calmly document the search can also be beneficial. Legal recourse after an unconsented search. Challenge the search in court. If anything incriminating is found during a search to which you did not consent and no other legal grounds justified the search, such as probable cause or a valid search warrant, you may have grounds to challenge the admissibility of the evidence in court. The key legal principle here is the fruit of the poisonous tree doctrine, which excludes evidence obtained through violations of constitutional rights. Consult a lawyer. It is advisable to consult with a lawyer who specializes in criminal defense or civil rights if you believe your rights were violated during a vehicle search. A lawyer can provide advice based on the specifics of your case and help you understand your options for pursuing legal action or defending against charges stemming from the search. Summary: asserting your rights during a vehicle search involves clear communication, calm demeanor, and knowledge of your legal rights. Refusing consent does not guarantee that a search will not occur, but it does protect your rights in any subsequent legal proceedings. If a search proceeds over your objections, remaining calm and documenting the incident will provide essential details for your legal defense should you choose to challenge the search's legality. Legal considerations: vehicle searches without consent. When it comes to the legality of vehicle searches, there are specific circumstances under which law enforcement can conduct a search without needing your consent. Understanding these conditions is crucial for knowing when your rights are being respected and when they might be infringed upon. Here's a deeper look into these legal nuances. Search warrant. Validity of the warrant. Law enforcement must obtain a search warrant from a judge or magistrate to search your vehicle unless there are exigent circumstances. This warrant is based on probable cause, supported by an oath or affirmation, and must specifically describe the place to be searched and the items to be seized. Your rights. If an officer has a warrant to search your vehicle, you have the right to see the warrant. Ensure that it specifies your vehicle and the areas or items to be searched. Even with a warrant, the search must be limited to the scope outlined in the document. Exigent circumstances. Definition: exigent circumstances occur when law enforcement believes that the time it would take to obtain a warrant would jeopardize public safety or lead to the loss of evidence. Common examples include the belief that evidence is being destroyed, a suspect might flee, or there is an immediate risk to safety. Application to vehicle searches. In the context of vehicle searches, exigent circumstances might involve scenarios where police have reasonable grounds to believe that the vehicle contains evidence that might quickly be disposed of or that the vehicle itself could be moved out of the jurisdiction. Legal precedents. Courts have ruled that because of the inherent mobility of vehicles and the lesser expectation of privacy in vehicles compared to homes, exigencies that justify searching a vehicle without a warrant are generally broader. Probable cause. Understanding probable cause. Probable cause to search your vehicle exists when there are reasonable grounds to believe that contraband or evidence of a crime is present in the vehicle. This could be based on visible evidence, such as seeing illegal substances through the window, or other senses, such as smelling narcotics. How it's established. Probable cause can arise from a variety of situations. Traffic violations might lead to further scrutiny if additional suspicious factors are present, for example, visible drug paraphernalia or the smell of marijuana. Implications. If probable cause is established, the search of the vehicle can proceed without a warrant and without consent. However, the scope of the search is generally limited to areas where the evidence in question might reasonably be found. How to handle searches without consent. Express non-consent clearly. Even if you believe the officer has a valid reason for a search, it's advisable to express non-consent. Stating that you do not consent to a search clearly communicates your position and preserves your rights in any subsequent legal evaluation of the search. Comply without physical resistance. If the search proceeds against your expressed wishes, do not physically resist. Compliance does not mean you agree with the search, but it does protect you from potential additional charges, such as obstruction of justice or resisting arrest. Seek legal advice. After a search has occurred, especially if you believe it was unwarranted, consulting with a legal expert can provide guidance on whether your rights were violated and what steps can be taken. This could include filing a motion to suppress any evidence obtained during what you believe was an unlawful search. Understanding these legal foundations helps you navigate interactions where a search of your vehicle might occur, ensuring you are better equipped to protect your rights effectively. Legal disclaimer. Please note that the information provided in this content is for informational purposes only and not for the purpose of providing legal advice. You should not take action or refrain from taking action based on any content included in this text without seeking legal or other professional advice. The content of this material is general and may not apply to particular factual or legal circumstances. No reader should act or refrain from acting on the basis of any information included in or accessible through this material without the appropriate legal or other professional advice on the particular facts and circumstances at issue from a licensed professional. All information in this content is provided, as is, with no guarantee of completeness, accuracy, timeliness, or of the results obtained from the use of this information, and without warranty of any kind, express or implied, including but not limited to warranties of performance, merchantability, and fitness for a particular purpose. In no event will the creators, partners, agents, or employees thereof be liable to you or anyone else for any decision made or action taken in reliance on the information in this content or for any consequential, special, or similar damages, even if advised of the possibility of such damages.